I am joined today by my new friend, Chris Bertinoli.
How's it going?
We know each other very, very little. We just know that we're very like-minded when it comes to all things health. So we're going to have a conversation this morning and kind of just see where it goes.
Awesome.
So give me your background. Tell me about yourself.
So obviously, in real estate here, one of the partners of the Anderson Hicks Group. Been doing real estate now just over 5 years. I grew up in northern Utah, so grew up in the Ogden area, and my wife is from Pocatello. So
you didn't tell me the Ogden thing, Mitch.
Did you know? I don't know if you knew.
Where at?
Yeah. So actually, Clearfield is where I grew up, right by Hill Air Force Base.
Okay. Familiar with that area? I grew up North Ogden.
Oh, no kidding.
Weber State, Weber High.
Yeah, Weber State grad right here.
Sweet.
So
don't tell that to our Idaho State people.
My wife is an ISU grad, so we kind of meet the need there.
Sweet.
But yeah, so grew up down there. I went to Weber State, obviously, like I just said. I have a bachelor's degree in sales. Love sales. So it's a technical and professional sales program down there. But, you know, we moved up here right after we got married, and I bounced around and landed in real estate like 5 years ago, and I loved every minute of it. So
that's an entrepreneur.
We own multiple businesses within real estate, and you know, we're always looking to grow and do other things.
That's awesome. So I think the conversation where we want to take this conversation is that we have both noticed a lot of people in the entrepreneur world.
Mm-hmm.
They're into taking care of themselves.
Yeah, it's getting more popular to be doing that.
Right. And it's all, you know, everyone's, the big buzzword is biohacking. This whole podcast is biohacking wellness. And we see more and more people that are just kind of going against mainstream health, if I can say that.
Yeah.
And figuring out their own way. That's like kind of what this podcast is all about. It's what my businesses are all about. It's all about, I'm just taking care of yourself, maximizing your potential. Because if you listen to government health recommendations,
yep, the food pyramid, right?
Feet. The food scam.
You're
in trouble.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of your favorite things that you're doing.
You know, I'll tell you where it started for me, because I weighed 10 years ago, I weighed like 260 pounds. I was really unhealthy. And, you know, my doctor, Dr. Mansfield, he's my primary care physician. It's about 15 years ago, really, that I was about that heavy. And he brought me in one day and just said, "You're going to die." He says, he did some blood work for me. And, you know, I was drinking Mountain Dew every day. I was hammering the road. I was all over Road Warrior, just working my butt off. Right. And I didn't feel good. And so the best thing he could have done for me was just encourage me, come in once a year and get a physical, and we're going to do your blood work. We're going to do a workup.
Right.
And initially it was every 6 months. And what I started to become familiar with was blood pressure, blood sugar levels, you know, all of the good cholesterol, the bad cholesterol. I started to become educated on that. And he started to measure it for me. And I started to put together a plan of, okay, well, I'm going to start regularly working out. I'm going to stop my sugar intake. Mountain Dew was probably,
it's like, I blame Mountain Dew for my cancer.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you that story in the
perfect. But so, you know, you know, at that point in life, I had kids, and life was just moving fast. So I started to measure what I was doing. And, you know, there's all sorts of apps out there now today that help. And that's, you know, I use my FitnessPal. I record what I'm putting into my body. I pay more attention to that. And I don't do it every day. I'm not perfect in that. But I'm really, really accountable to, I'm making sure that I don't eliminate sugar, but I try to,
right?
You know, if I can, I don't eliminate processed foods, but I try to if I can.
Right.
You know, a couple of years ago, one of the things that helped our family, Brady, is my daughter, she's 17 now. When she was 14, 15, all of a sudden she just got really sick. And she was diagnosed with celiacs. And it took like 7 months to figure it out. Right. So, well, as you know, there's a huge gluten fad.
Right.
Everybody wanted to be gluten-free for a while, right? Well, gluten-free right now is probably not the best thing to be, because it's a billion-dollar industry producing gluten-free product.
I'm glad you're touched on all this.
And it's hyper-processed, gluten-free.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Right. So, and I don't know, for us, it increased our awareness of the things that we were bringing into our household. And now we focus on, like last night at our house, we had ground turkey. Mm-hmm. We had, fresh fruit, vegetables, and cross-contamination is a big deal for. So there's really no bread products in our house. I loopy. So anyway, it just became, becoming aware. And I'm sure you see that with your clients
all the time. So it's interesting you say it the way you said it. So she's 17 that you 17 now. When was she diagnosed?
14.
Yep. So we're talking about 3-year span. A lot of people go their whole lives and never know.
Mm.
Yeah. And there's a big difference. Celiac disease is only one little component to gluten sensitivity. I hate to say it this way, but she's lucky that they actually found that.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's all these other people that are having all these other like neurological symptoms, skin rashes, eczema. Mm-hmm. Mitch knows this. I'm not very much fun to watch ball games with because I rage on the commercials you're doing. It's like, hey, you've got eczema. Take this drug.
Yeah.
That, oh, by the way, it's going to make you crap your pants. You may have suicidal tendencies and die early.
Could die.
But keep eating your pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? When the whole thing could be completely changed around. And I've said this many, many times. 90% of chronic diseases go away when you change your diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 100% on board with you. I can't stand it when people say that I'm gluten-free when all they're doing is taking the standard American diet and swapping the standard American diet for gluten-free standard American diet. Their grocery bill goes through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Always they're eating a bunch of ultra-processed crap. And it's horrific.
It is. Well, and initially, I just got done reading a book. You would love this book called Dopamine Nation. Have you read that?
No, it's on my list.
Amazing book. I was referred to it by one of my partners, Sean Henderson. And, she in that book highlights the fact that when gluten-free really was first pushed, it was being pushed not because of the gluten as much as if you're going to avoid gluten products at that time,
yeah,
you were going to be more in the whole foods, the fruits, vegetables. You're going to be. Now they've made it a $1 billion industry. So right here in town, we have a bakery that is a gluten-free bakery. I can go get donuts right now.
Packed with sugar, packed with, dairy is a whole different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I would say that same bakery has very, very few options that are actually dairy-free. So it's just, really what you're doing is you're replacing a knife or a gun with a knife. And you're still just slowly bleeding yourself out.
Yeah. And that was one of the things I'll say. It was an education for us, right? It was a forced education.
Yeah.
Because when she was first diagnosed, and one of the points I'll make, you make a really good point here. If you're walking around, I'm going to say this to whoever's watching this. If you're walking around and you have eczema or you have inflammation or pain,
right
in your joints or like you, the first thing you should look at is what you're putting into your body. Dr. Willie out of Pocatello wrote a book. Do you know Dr. Willie?
Yep.
Better Than Steroids, I think is what it was called. And we got that book. But when she was first diagnosed, let me tell you this, I thought she was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
She lost in a matter of 6 months, probably 35 pounds. She looked like a twig. Everybody saw it. And we had her into multiple doctors who did multiple tests. I had her in the ER 3 times for fluids. And nobody was doing the right tests. They were doing generalized blood tests, which it's not their fault.
Blood tests looking at generalized numbers.
Yes.
That are normal based off of sick people.
Yep. And I'll tell you, the blessing was this. I'm LDS, and I was serving in a young men's presidency at the time. So it was back then. And we went to a soccer game, and one of the ladies, it was my niece's soccer game, one of the ladies there said, "Have you talked to an autoimmune doctor?"
Mm-hmm.
And we said, "No, we haven't." And she said, "I would call Vance, who's here in town, and get some other tests run." Well, it was actually Josh Smith, who helps with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was in this presidency with me. Such an irony, right? So he's been sitting next to me, and he ran the test. And I can still remember the day he called me and said, "Chris, she has celiacs. It's 99%. I can't guarantee that's what she has because unless you have an endoscopy. Luckily, he called in a favor for us and we were in Boise within 24 hours and they were able to do the endoscopy and her small intestine was basically a big hive.
Right.
It had lost all its hairs and fibers. So, and that's when the education began.
Wow.
Really. So anyway, even after being diagnosed, you know, we thought, okay, gluten-free, let's avoid certain things. But after a month, we went and had another test and they're like, her levels aren't coming down. What are you using for a toaster? What are you using for a pan? You know, cross-contamination. We're like, holy crap. And so it changed our lives. It really did. And I can honestly say, all of my daughters and my wife, we eat more healthy now because of Gracie.
That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
And I hope there's parents that will hear this and save them.
Yeah.
I mean, it could save their life.
Really?
But it could save them years and years and
absolutely
thousands of dollars and frustration. And
well, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Keep pushing.
So it's interesting when I sit down, I do this on purpose. You talk about Dopamine Nation.
Mm.
When I'm talking to people, when I first meet them, when they come in, you know, for the weight loss program, I don't talk about gluten in the first time I meet them. And the reason why I don't is because I don't want to piss them off.
Mm.
Right. Because when you eat gluten, it hits your stomach acid, becomes gliadomorphin, gets in your bloodstream, and all of a sudden you're getting a dopamine-like response from gluten. So you tell a crack addict they can't have crack, you're going to get a reaction. Mm-hmm. You tell someone who's gluten sensitive, they don't know they're gluten sensitive, they're completely addicted to it, you're going to get a reaction. And I see it in here all the time when that conversation comes up. The reality is like our weight loss program, if we were 100% honest in our marketing with it, we would market it as an anti-inflammatory diet, as an autoimmune diet, as a gut healing diet, because not only are we avoiding all processed foods,
mm-hmm.
which are just loaded with gluten, loaded with soy, loaded with dairy, loaded with corn, all these other, you know, cross-reactive foods that cause the same reactions. And when you get people off that, all of a sudden, you said it, their joints stop hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Their clear mental, you know, clearly, I can't talk today.
Their clarity of mind.
Clarity of mind. Thank you.
Yep.
They're sleeping better. Their rashes go away just because your food changing diet.
Yeah. In this book, you got to read this book.
I've got one for you too.
Okay. Awesome. What is it?
Sickening.
Okay. I'll take a look at it. One of the things she says is she highlights the fact, and this is the point you were just making. There are people that go and get the gastric bypass, right? And they get that done. And she says, one in four, this statistic blew me away. One in four will actually end up having a problem with alcohol because by doing that, they're not fixing their relationship with food. You know, they're adjusting their stomach. And what happens is their body now, he still has this need. The food relationship becomes replaced with something else, which is alcohol. And then the body, because of the gastric bypass, is processing the alcohol at a different rate than it normally does. So they become alcoholics.
That's rough.
One in four. I was blown away. And that's, you know, so I think what you're doing is you're educating, you're helping people to understand everything you put into your body. You need to have a good relationship with it and understanding of what it's doing. I think Dr. Willie made the point in his book that I think he was in medical school and he says, I was sitting in class and we're studying all of the reactions that your body could have to all of the prescription drugs that we could put out there. And he said, I had the thought, why are we not studying the reactions that your body could have from the food that you're intaking, from the things that you're putting in? And you know, that was an aha for me when I read that. It was, man, that's the reality is our body is reacting to everything we ingest and everything we put into it. And it's reacting to, you know, how active we are, what we're actually doing.
Yep. So, 100%. Unfortunately, drug companies hate competition.
It's true. That's how they make their money.
Yeah, that's 100% how they make their money. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up gastric sleeve, gastric bypass, just bariatric surgery in general. I'm going to throw Ozempic in there because the harsh reality is there are no quick fixes. A vast majority of those people are going to end up with issues.
Yeah, with something.
I have a I can't tell you what exact number. I have a high percentage of people that are in here to lose weight, and they've already had the gastric bypass done because a couple of things happen. Number one, you're absolutely correct. They don't fix their relationship with their food. And number two, they don't learn crap about what to eat. And so they just keep eating smaller amounts of the same thing. And eventually that's going to break down. You cannot live on M&Ms and just
cookies.
M&Ms and cookies.
Yeah.
It's if you want to fix metabolism, you have to do the work, period.
Well, and even fruit, you know, that was in the Whole 30, you learn about too much of certain fruits will have similar effect to sugar. So
part of our program is you know, you can have 4 ounces of fresh fruit per meal. As long as it's not bananas, pineapples, mangoes, or grapes. And you see people's dopamine reactions when you tell them you can't have that. Like, I can't have mangoes? Or like, how many mangoes do you eat a day? It's not that hard.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm glad we sat down.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
This is going to be a...
What you guys are doing is amazing here. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
There's so much more we could jump into and talk about. We like to keep these pretty short. So
awesome.
We'll have you back sometime. We'll talk about regenerative medicine. So
okay.
All right.
Good.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Brady.
Yeah.